What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Pretty Girl Progression Podcast. I am your girl, Sherelle. If you are new here, welcome. I hope you stay. And if you've been here before, welcome back. And as always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Turn those post notifications on and tell a friend to tell a friend. Matter of fact, share this with three people right now. Now, ladies, as a gift, I have created a free ebook for you. It's 10 tips to personal development. I'm talking everything from grounding and sitting in nature to doing your personal work to doing your mirror work. I mean, overall, it's all about self-love. Why? Because self-love is the best love, baby. I also have merch. Everything from duffel bags to journals to t-shirts. And you can find that at www.prettygirlprogression.com. Now, ladies, grab your journals because it is my favorite part, which is the Pretty Girl Progression word of the day. Today's word is vet. Now, vet, to make a critical examination of someone. Now, why do we want to make a critical examination of someone? Because today we are talking about pre-relationship advice. Now, I'm going to chat with y'all as if I was talking to my nieces who are almost at the dating age. Now, if you're someone who is dating with intention, great. Stay tuned in. I have a lot for you. But if you are someone who's just going with the flow, the wind blows here, wind blows there, that's all cool too. This might not be for you, but I still want you to stay because I need to get my watch time hours up, okay? Thanks, girl. So first things first, let's talk potential. Now, potential doesn't exist without history. Bottom line, you don't know where someone's going if you don't know where they've been. Now, granted, we obviously haven't experienced that person's history. But when you come into their life, you should get a sneak peek, at least, of who they are at their core, right? Especially if they're going to be around you and in your life and they plan on staying for some time, right? So let's just get into a few things that I believe you should ask when you are dating someone, getting to know someone on that level, and just building a friendship for potential dating status, right? So with any dating status, first things first is, what is your relationship status? Are you single? Are you married? Are you divorced? Are you in between? Do you have a restraining order on yourself? You know what I'm saying? Ask those questions, because the last thing that you want to do is start dating someone for 6 months just to find out that they're married, or just to find out that they are still living with their wife because it's complicated, but they live in separate bedrooms. You know, that can get, in Creole we call it gagot, messy. Another thing, do they want marriage? Ask a man, do you want to be married? Now, a lot of people tend to say, or at least I'll talk about my girlfriends, you know, we have this conversation like, when should you ask a man if he wants to get married or have children? Again, those are important conversations to have. I, in my past, didn't ask those questions until like months down the line or a month down the line. But then there's some girlfriends who ask it that night at dinner on their first date. Both are great, but I highly recommend knowing immediately, because with marriage, if you want to be married, but he doesn't see himself as a husband, that's going to clash, right? And you can't really change anyone's mind when they say that they don't want something, they don't want it. Like Maya Angelou says, when someone tells you who they are, believe them, okay? Another thing is children. Do they want children? I mean, I remember not wanting children when I was dating someone in my past, and they didn't want children either. But I promise you, once I started having a shift and having more relationship with God and watching my nieces and nephews grow up, I was like, oh, I'm born to be a mama. I don't have any kids yet, but I know that that's what I want. So obviously, I wasn't equal with that person. I wasn't equally yoked in that. So it was time to let it go, right? Another thing is religion. What do you believe in? Because I can believe in God. I can believe in Jesus. And you can believe in anything else but that. And maybe it's just not going to work, right? A lot of the times it doesn't work. Because imagine me wanting to go to church, but then I'm over here dating someone who says, I just believe you do good and you get good. And what does that mean? You know, so you want to make sure that you know what that person is into. You know, you can be dating someone and next thing you know, you go and spend more time with them and you go over their house and they have dolls and beads and things that just don't naturally flow with what you believe in. So those are things that you don't want to skip and have that conversation when it comes to that. And also, what are their morals and values? What do they believe? Would they screw over their business partner? Because if they did that, they will screw you over as well. That goes along with your morals and values. Do they have integrity? Are they consistent? Do their actions speak louder than words? I mean, there's just so many different things. And I also believe you should see how they are with other women and how they interact with their moms, their aunties. You know, are they someone who can protect and be a leader and be assertive? And even if they're not their mom or their auntie, how are they with any other woman, whether it be the lady bagging your groceries or a VP of a Fortune 500 company? What's the level of respect like when they are around women? That tells you a lot. And pay attention to those red flags. Another thing is you want to experience said person in different settings. I'm talking from when they're out with their friends to being at a gala. You kind of just want to know what the vibe and what the chemistry is like between you two. Okay, super important. And just some of the things that I love to know while dating someone. I also, you know, I know sometimes it's hard to ask these questions and you really don't know what to say. I found the perfect card game. And no, this is not a sponsored shout out. But when I find something amazing and I use it, I'm going to bring it to y'all, okay? So this game is called We Connect. It is to spark deep conversation. I love this game because you can play it when you're on a date with a guy. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'll whip that thing out real quick and ask the questions because, you know, it's nothing like them on the spot deep questions that really make you think. So let me give you a little example of some of the questions that they would have on We Connect. What is your biggest regret? Even to ask that question is so deep. It's like, you can find out a lot about somebody by what they actually regret. Another thing would be, what would your closest friend say is your best character trait? Okay. Like, would your friends say that you're a baby psychopath and they're trying to get away from you? Or would they say that you are selfless and that you love and you would give the t-shirt off your back to someone? Like, you definitely want to ask the right questions, be around their friends, be able to experience them, and just have meaningful, intentional conversations. I don't recommend rushing things to the point where you just want to be a wife so bad that you'll just settle for anything. This ain't Risa Tisa, okay? Even though she took, kudos to her, she took a lot of accountability. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a viral video, a 50-part series on TikTok that a woman, Risa Tisa, explained how she married a pathological liar. And there were so many different red flags on that situation. And, you know, she took accountability to say, you know, I wanted to be a wife so bad, I ignored all the red flags. I ignored going on the date and my tire getting popped. You know, I ignored all the signs. And really constant lying and never following through with different promises that were made. Pay attention to those things because all of that matters when you get in a relationship. Because who wants to just get in the relationship and get out of the relationship because you didn't ask the right question and now you have no idea who you're dealing with, right? It's going to take some type of effort. So I hope this helps, and I'm wishing you ladies all the best with your relationships and your future relationships. But most importantly, love yourself, because when you love yourself, that's going to teach people how to treat you, and you're going to just attract that same love to you, okay? So as always, queen, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Let me know what you think about this episode. Grab your free ebook, 10 Tips to Personal Development, on www.prettygirlprogression.com. And until next time, queen.